You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron Alleman. In the tizzy. What's up, dog?
Hitman, I think it's been a while, bro. How are ya?
Living the dream. Living large. How you living, man?
Oh, you know, I'm living large and in charge like Scott Baio, baby.
Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What are you driving these days?
Well, right now, nothing, because we have, like, fucking a foot of snow on the ground, and we're not driving anywhere. But when permitted to do so, I'm driving a BMW 4 Series.
Yeah, you are, and always have been, a little bit on the fancy side, right?
Yeah, I like to feel the power.
Let me ask you this. When you're drinking a cup of hot tea, do you have your pinky sticking out?
No, I grab that thing, you know, as if I were grabbing like a flask on a battlefield.
A flaccid what?
A flask.
A flask. Oh, yeah, I thought you were. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Are you suggesting in some nuanced way that driving a BMW is effeminate, Ron? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Hey, I would never do that. I've never driven a BMW.
What do you drive, a fucking tank?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. We drive a fucking tank over here.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, man. I guess you really don't have to worry about, you know, looking for a parking spot. Just fucking pull that monster right up front.
We just jump on whatever car is right in front of us, you know, just pull right on top of it. So the tank
that's
that we have, it's a four-door Jeep Wrangler.
That's badass.
Yeah, 4x4. Loves the snow. Eats up the snow. Just destroys the snow. So pretty good. That's what I was getting at. Right now, we just had 12 inches of snow hit us one night ago. Then night before that, it was like 8. So just kind of like you, just getting pummeled. First with 8, then with 12, another 8 coming in. Just pummeled.
So you guys got 8 the first night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 9. What did you get the next night?
Ooh, we got 12.
Yeah, we got 14.
Damn.
What did you get that third night?
Third night, not much. A dusting.
Yeah. We got a dusting plus an inch.
Wow. So you guys are just getting taken more inches than we are.
We're just excelling in the snow category. I see what you tried to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, man, it has been a while. You know, with this weather and being snowed in, you know, obviously in parallel to COVID too, you find yourself watching a lot of reruns, sitcoms, old shows, you know, nostalgia TV going on.
Nick at Night,
you know, Night Court, Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other ones that come to mind?
Mork and Mindy.
That's old school, man. Fucking Mork and Mindy.
Different Strokes.
Perfect Strangers.
Happy Balky. Days.
Perfect Strangers is one of those ones that is a little bit awkward and uncomfortable. I mean, you've got two grown 30-something men who are living together, but they're straight, right?
Yeah.
It's just a little odd, you know? Cousin. Hello, cousin.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I never really watched that show. I kind of remember the commercials for it. Didn't really call my name, but I'll tell you the one that did. I don't know if you were a fan, but I used to love watching Seinfeld back in the day.
Oh, Seinfeld's fucking epic, man.
It's classic.
You can power through the entire catalog and not miss a beat. You know, you can binge watch that entire thing. But what are some of your favorite episodes, man? One come to mind?
There's a couple that come to mind. I love the, obviously the, I forget the name of it, but I think it was the, oh, it was called The Contest. Who could go the longest without touching themselves in their private areas, as they say.
I remember that one distinctively.
Yeah. Masturbating.
Yeah, that one was really good.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I like the one where I think Jerry met Elaine's dad, and he had an awesome leather jacket he had just bought. But for some reason, the inside of the jacket was stitched with pink and white pinstripes. So it kind of looked like a candy cane.
I can't forget the Festivus episode, man.
Oh, my God. The feet. I got a lot of grievances with you people. Yeah. You're going to hear them right now. The feats of strength, yeah.
The feats of strength and the silver pole. Fucking pulls into the restaurant. God. It's awesome.
It's a Festivus miracle.
But, you know, I'd have to say one of my absolute favorites. I don't know if you remember this one. The mango episode.
The mango.
How about that seedless watermelon, huh? What an invention. Scientists, they're working round the clock on this. You know, other scientists devote their lives to cancer, AIDS, heart disease, COVID. These guys go, no, I'm focusing on melon. Oh, sure, thousands of people are dying needlessly, but this, spa-ting, that's gotta stop. Ever try and pick a wet one off the floor? Impossible. I'm devoting my life to that. So I guess if they can get rid of the seeds, the rind is going next. What do they need the rind for? Get rid of the rind. They're not going to stop until they're making it in the ground, ready to eat fruit cups growing right out of the ground. So, what's her name?
Karen.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she's great.
So you like her?
I think so.
You don't know?
I can't tell anymore.
Well, do you feel anything?
Feel? What's that?
All right, let me ask you this. When she comes over, are you cleaning up a lot?
Yeah.
Is it straightening or are you cleaning?
It's cleaning.
You do the tub? On your knees, Ajax, hands scrubbing the whole deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're in love.
What? So, tub is love?
Tub is love. So there you are. You've got a nice girl and a clean apartment.
Yeah. There's one little problem.
Sexual? It's okay. It's okay to tell.
Well, I've just never really felt confident in one particular aspect.
Below the equator. Listen, nobody does, you know? Nobody knows what to do. You just close your eyes, hope for the best. I think they're just happy that you made some effort.
I don't know. Last time, I got the tap.
You got the tap?
You know, you're going along, you think everything's all right, then all of a sudden, you get the tap of the shoulder, like, hey, that's enough already.
The tap is tough, man.
The tap, that's like the manager coming to the mound and asking for the baseball.
Well, maybe she just wanted to move on and get to other business.
No. This isn't moving on. I got the hook, okay?
It's a very complicated area.
You can go crazy trying to figure that place out.
It's a hazy mystery.
And anyway, I think everything else is okay, you know, unless, of course, she's faking.
Who's faking?
Nothing.
Faking what?
Nobody's faking.
Orgasms?
She's not faking.
How do you know?
I know, all right? I could tell, okay? It's one of my powers, okay? Why? Did you ever fake?
Of course.
Really?
You faked?
Yeah, on occasion.
And the guy never knows?
No.
How could he not know that?
Because I was good.
I guess after that many beers, he's probably a little groggy anyway.
Well, you didn't know.
What's that?
You didn't know.
Wait, are you saying...
I think I'll have a piece of cake.
With me?
Well...
You faked with me.
Yeah.
You faked with me.
Yeah.
No!
Yes.
You faked it.
I faked it.
The whole thing, the whole production, it was all an act.
Not bad, huh?
The beating, the panting, the moaning, the screaming.
Fake, 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 fake.
I'm stunned. I'm shocked. How many times did you do this?
All the time.
All the time?
I think I'll have a chocolate malt.
But I'm so good.
I'm sure you are.
Hey, listen. It wasn't you. I just didn't have them back then.
She faked! Maybe they've all been faking.
I'm sure they're not.
She was probably joking.
No, it was no joke.
She didn't have any?
Nope, none.
She faked them all.
Faked them all.
Oh, she faked them. So what?
Because the woman had an orgasm under false pretenses. That's sexual perjury.
You know, I heard her screaming from my apartment. She woke me up a few times.
How did she do it? She's like Meryl Streep, this woman. And I know how to work the equipment. I'm not unskilled. I'm in the union. If at least she told me, maybe I could have done something about it.
Yeah, I could have helped you out.
What could you have done?
Could have given you some pointers. I know how to press those buttons, buddy.
Well, I'm feeling very inadequate about this whole thing. I'm supposed to do something with Elena. I don't even feel like I want to even see her. Hello? Oh, hello, Elaine.
So, we having dinner tonight?
I don't know. I'm not really in the mood.
Why? What's wrong? You're not still thinking about this afternoon, are you?
What, the grilled cheese? Nah, they always burn the toast.
No, the other thing.
Oh, that. Well...
Oh, come on, Jerry. You're making too much of a big deal about it.
Yeah, I guess. So you want to meet at that place at 7:30?
Okay.
All right.
All right, see you later.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Renee, can you come here a second? Let me ask you something. Have you ever, faked it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really? Like when?
Like if we went to a Broadway show, if we had a really good seat.
Yeah, well.
Or, if it's enough already and I just want to get some sleep.
I really don't feel like seeing her.
I faked it.
What?
Yeah.
You faked it? Why would you do that?
Well, if it's enough already and I just want to get some sleep.
Yeah, but I don't know if you should... What, bad peach?
Blah! It's terrible! Blah!
Did you get that at Joe's?
Yeah, of course I got it at Joe's.
Well, that's surprising. His fruit's usually the best.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to return this.
You're going to return used fruit?
Jerry, this peach is subpar.
So what do you want me to do?
I want restitution.
Restitution? You want restitution. Why should I give you restitution?
Because it's no good.
Let's put that fruit out there. That's it. That's where it ends for me.
But it's still your fruit. You gotta stand behind your fruit, Joe.
Hey, I stand behind my fruit.
So?
You get a bad peach, that's an act of God, all right? He makes the peaches. I don't make the peaches. I sell the peaches. You got a problem with the peach, you talk to him.
This whole place is going downhill. I got something about something, but I let it go.
Well, I got the perfect solution for you. Take your business elsewhere. I don't want your business.
Oh, now you don't want my business?
No, I don't want your business. As of this moment, you're banned from the store. You're banned.
Where am I gonna go for fruit?
You seem like you really enjoyed your risotto. You have a very contented air over there. You look very contented, very satisfied. Are you satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
I'm sure if you weren't satisfied, you'd probably say something, wouldn't you?
I probably would. But then again, I'm an enigma.
Hey, listen. Instead of the movie, maybe we go back and, you know, a little,
Maybe.
So, you feel okay about that whole thing then, huh? Like what we do in there,
Generally.
Especially okay with everything in there? You feel the way you feel after the risotto?
Well, no. I feel full after the risotto. Oh, God. Whew.
Satisfied, are you?
Hey, you know what? You want to go see that new Meryl Streep movie?
Meryl Streep?
You don't like her?
Yeah, she's okay.
I love her, Jerry. She's so authentic. I really believe everything is actually happening to her. There's no acting there.
Yeah, you don't want coffee or anything, do you?
I really admire actors, you know. It's just such an incredible skill.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get off of this?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You're still not thinking about that, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Give me another shot, Elaine. I want another shot.
You mean...
Yes.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Come on, one shot, I can do it. I know I can do it.
Jerry, we're friends. We can't do that. It would ruin our friendship.
Oh, friendship, smenship.
Yeah, that's important to me.
We won't ruin the friendship.
Yeah, yes we will, Jerry.
Elaine!
No, Jerry. It's out of the question. You know what sex does to a friendship? It kills it.
Half hour. Give me a half hour.
No, Jerry!
Okay, 15 minutes. I guarantee you, 15 minutes, I can make it happen.
No.
You're worried I'll be able to do it, aren't you?
No, it doesn't matter. Jerry, I don't care.
That's it. You like having this over me. You don't want me to do it.
That is so ridiculous.
Come on, Elaine!
This is Jerry's fault.
Jerry?
Jerry and Elaine. Huh? They made me nuts.
Oh, I don't care, George. Really, it's all right.
So you feel okay?
Well, it's not like after the risotto.
Well, good night.
I still don't understand why we had to walk out on the movie.
Oh, that Meryl Streep. She's such a phony baloney.
Good night. Thanks for a really fabulous evening.
Oh, what? You're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Can't you tell?
No, I can't. Maybe you're faking.
I am really, really sorry I told you that.
Well, I'm sorry too.
Well, stop being such a baby.
You're a baby.
You're a baby!
It's all your fault. You and Elaine, all that orgasm talk. She did have an orgasm, she didn't. Orgasm this, orgasm that. I got so focused on it, I started to panic, and boom, I lost it. I tried everything. I was talking to it. Please wake up, do something.
They're mysterious little fellows, aren't they?
I hate him.
You know, it happens to everybody. It happened to Houdini, and he couldn't get out of a trunk underwater with his hands in chains, but he had a problem with that. The miracle is that it ever happens.
It's like a magic trick. Sometimes I think it would be easier to bend a spoon mentally than to make that transformation.
Hey.
Hey.
If I give you money, will you go out and get me some fruit?
Why can't you get it?
Well, I got banned from the store. I can't go back in there now.
What happened?
Well, we had a fight over the peach, and, well, Joe doesn't want my business.
Hey, is that a joke about Houdini?
No. I told you not to say anything.
Jerry, where am I going to go for fruit?
Well, you have to go to the supermarket, I guess.
The supermarket? That's impossible. They don't have a decent piece of fruit at the supermarket. The apples are mealy. The oranges are dry. I don't know what's going on with the papayas. Jerry. You gotta go to Joe's. You gotta give me some fruit.
Oh, what? I'm gonna buy all of your fruit now?
Well, if Houdini couldn't do it, what chance do I have?
Houdini?
Hello? Oh, hi, Patty. Thanks for calling back. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. When we were going out, did you have orgasms? Okay, thanks. No, that's it. All right, have a good day. Bye. Patty Lawrence had them.
All right, look, I'm going to make a fruit list, all right?
Yeah, whatever. Elaine? Patty Lawrence had orgasms. What do you think about that? And I've got calls into 6 other women, and about each one of them will conform orgasms too. So what do you have to say about that now, Elaine? Hello? Why do I feel like I'm doing something wrong?
All right now, here's the list.
All this? It's too much. What do you need 5 mangoes for?
I like mangoes.
Avocado? I don't even know how to pick out an avocado.
Well, they gotta be soft.
How soft?
Better too hard than too soft.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not gonna go through this every week. I can tell you that right now.
All right.
And what are these? Plums. What is that?
Yeah. Now get the ones that are red on the inside.
Uh-huh. Well, how do I know what they look like on the inside? What do they look like on the outside?
And get some plantains.
Plantains?
Yes.
What the hell is a plantain?
Part of the banana family. It's a delicacy.
You're not getting any plantains. Oh, hey, Joe.
How's it going?
Good. Just getting some fruit for myself here. Gotta have fruit in the house. I like it as a snack. Wholesome, natural, chock full of vitamins. All right, let's see. Mangoes, 4 plums with red on the inside. Avocado. Oh, this avocado looks just right. And 3 plantains. That ought to do it.
All right. Hold it right there.
What?
This fruit isn't for you.
Why? What are you talking about?
You think I don't know? Huh? Mangoes, plantains, plums with the red on the inside. That's Kramer!
What, I can't buy mangoes and plantains?
Alright, get out.
That was a big mistake, Joe.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't want your business anymore either. Oh, fuck. Hold on, let me do that part over. And I'll tell you something else. I don't want your business anymore either.
Are you saying you're banning me from the store?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm banned.
You're banned. All right, where do you want it?
Put it over there.
Stuff is heavy.
Oh, look at these. Oh, these mangoes are beautiful. These are beautiful. You did good, George.
All right. I gotta get going.
What are you doing?
I got a date with Karen. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Nothing's happening down there.
You're thinking about it too much. You're putting too much emphasis on it.
I knew this was going to happen someday, huh? It was inevitable. I've known ever since I was a little kid. I've just been waiting for it.
This mango is delicious.
That reminds me, I'm not getting you guys any more fruit, all right? That guy was eyeballing me the whole time. He gave me the creeps. All right, you owe me $48.60.
Gee, sorry, George. I don't have any cash on me.
I only got hundreds.
You see? All right. I knew it.
Oh, come on. Come on. We're going to pay you. Here, have some mango.
No, I don't want any mango.
No, take some. It's good.
It's good. Juicy.
Yeah, ripe.
Boy, this Joe's got some terrific food.
What?
Uh-oh. I feel like I got a B12 shot or something. It's like a taste explosion.
I told you.
George, what is it?
I think it moved. Oh my god, I think it moved. Here. Give me that big piece. I'll see you later.
Hi, George.
I'm back, baby. I'm back!
Want some mango?
No, thanks.
Well, well, if it isn't the First Lady of the American Theater, what brings you here?
Just to return some of your things that were in my house.
Good, and I've got some of your things here also.
I know.
Well, I'll get them.
I'm waiting.
All right. You got my fins?
Yeah, I got your fins. You have my poker chips?
I've got your poker chips. You got my goggles?
They're next to the fins. You got my cards?
They're next to the poker chips.
All right, I guess that just about does it, I guess.
Okay.
Well, see you around.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, let's go. I'll give you a half an hour.
What? Come on. Are you serious?
Look, Jerry, we have to have sex to save the friendship.
Sex to save the friendship. Well, if we have to, we have to.
Oh, George. Oh.
Please, please. That's not necessary.
What's not necessary?
The little extra moan you threw in there. Laying on a bit thick, don't you think?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Come on. You don't think I bought all that?
Bought what?
Look, look. You're very good, okay? Very good with the moanings and the gyrations. You really had me going there for a minute.
You think I was faking?
Come on. Oh, George. Oh, George. Come on. Not that I don't appreciate the effort that was put into the performance.
I'd like you to leave.
What?
I said I would like you to leave. Just get your clothes on and get out.
But why?
Because I said so.
I can't find my glasses.
Well, hurry up.
I'm looking for my glasses.
Get out. Get out. Get out.
All George's fault. All that talk about impotence, it got to me in that orgasm store. Orgasm this and orgasm that. It's a lot of pressure.
Hey, you know, I'm a little hungry. You wouldn't happen to have any of that mango left.
The female orgasm is kind of like the bat cave. Very few people know where it is, and if you're lucky enough to see, you probably don't know how you got there and you can't find your way back after you leave. There are two types of female orgasms, the real and the fake. And I'll tell you right now, as a man, we don't know. We don't know because for a man, sex is like a car accident, and determining the female orgasm is like being asked, what did you see after the car went out of control? I heard a lot of screeching sounds, and I remember I was facing the wrong way at one point, and in the end, my body was thrown clear.